Let's open our Bibles to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. The 11th chapter of Hebrews. And verses 39 onwards. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. The 12th chapter. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. And the third verse too. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Witnesses of faith. Amen. If anyone comes to Jesus, or to any of the disciples of Jesus, to receive anything from the Lord would ask them, do you have faith? I do not know with what problem you have come here tonight. I don't know what you're facing tonight. But when you come before Jesus tonight, he would ask you one question. Do you have faith? Amen. Amen. For Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. You can please him without money. You can please him you can only please him by faith. Nothing else would please him. We receive our salvation by faith. It is a gift of God. Amen. We are forgiven and justified by faith. We are redeemed by faith. We receive the promise of the Holy Spirit by faith. Amen. We receive our calling by faith. We start operating in our calling by faith. We receive the gifts and the manifestations and the ministries of the Holy Spirit by faith. We operate in those anointings by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Tonight, I do not know why the Lord gave me this message. I have preached on faith so many times. As a matter of fact, we have gone through verse by verse of Hebrews 11. But then God always speaks, amen, so that his children can be free. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You remember the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5? The 34th verse says, Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Hey, that is very surprising. Jesus made her whole. Jesus didn't say, I have made you whole. We know that she touched Jesus, but Jesus did not say, I have made you whole. The Lord said, woman, your faith has made you whole. You cannot separate faith and Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith is what we walk in. It is what we live in. We can't live without it. We can't move without it. We can accomplish nothing without faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Faith. Can you imagine that? It's the strongest force on planet Earth. And it has to be on the person of Jesus and upon his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel such a strong anointing upon me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so you chatter on for some time, and then you are going to witness the power of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There are days in which you feel and sense the anointing of preaching upon you. There are weeks in which you sense the presence of teaching upon you. There are weeks and days in which when you minister and you sense the presence of God as a clothing of power. When you want to take the enemy by the jaw and smash him to the ground. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Oh, there is a special stirring up in my heart tonight. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. And for you to receive, you need faith. Amen. Look at the 11th chapter, the verse that we just read. And all these, having obtained. Are you trying to get something from God? Amen. Having obtained that which you couldn't naturally receive, that which you couldn't bring into your life by your strength. Without faith, you cannot obtain or receive anything from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Obtained a good testimony. Isn't it amazing? They obtained a good testimony by faith. But when you look in the Bible, including the life of Jesus, you will find that the people around them never had a nice thing to say about them. Hear that? The people around them never had a nice thing to say about them. Whether it be Samson, whether it be David, whether it be Abel. As a matter of fact, Abel's brother hated him. Abraham stepped out by faith. The people were not happy. The places that he went through, they didn't commend him for his faith. But Hebrews 11, in the books of heaven, it is written, these men obtained a good testimony by faith. Amen. Martin Luther, when he stood and proclaimed the truth of God's word, the people had only bad things to say about him. But we know that he has got a good testimony before God by faith. When the Pentecostal movement took place in Azusa Street, where the glory of God invaded and people began to speak in tongues and to prophesy, people were throwing stones at them. making fun of them, laughing at them, trying to kill them, but we know they obtained a good testimony by faith. The man called Lester Sumrall, having personally stayed in over 100 countries of this world, he stepped out for God at the age of 17. And by the time he was 92, he had stayed in over 100 countries preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And over 1,000 cities. Whew, by faith. And we have a witness of faith around us. Amen. Men have walked in the blessing of faith and in the gift of faith and operated in it, and they have never been let down. That is why Hebrews 12 says we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. If the enemy should whisper into your mind and says your faith has not worked for you, you should say, look at Abraham, look at Abel, look at Noah, look at Enoch, look at every man of God who walked by faith. Look at them. They were never failing God. They obtained a good testimony. So devil, I don't believe your lie. It is by faith that I'm going to do things for God and receive from God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By faith. Can you imagine that? Smith Wigglesworth. Many would say that he would cast out the devil. He would raise people from the dead by faith. But how many of you know that faith is never just a manifestation? Faith, we cannot separate from the person of Jesus. You hear that? It is living in Jesus, abiding in Jesus, staying in Jesus. That's the only way for faith to operate. That's why the 12th chapter uses the word, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Weight. Do you hear that? What is the weight? Looking at the circumstances and getting discouraged is a weight. Looking to people who never glorified God but only have got complaints about God and about people of faith is a weight. It pains your neck. Come on. Hallelujah. Listening to people like that is a weight. Looking at the circumstances is a weight. Wallowing in unbelief is a weight. Getting anxious and scared and restless is a weight. And my Bible says, lay aside every weight for faith to manifest. You want faith to manifest? You want faith to manifest in your life? Lay aside the weight. Amen. Amen. And the sin. Have you seen that? You can never experience and manifest faith when you are in sin. You see, seen that? It looks like faith has gone through the back door the minute the front door is open to sin. Hear that? And when you look at men of God who have walked, they have walked by faith. They have allowed the faith to manifest upon them because they have resisted sin. And said, no. I'm going to live the larger life. I'm going to walk in the blessing of God. I cannot have both. Amen. I cannot have the best of both the worlds. Amen. I have to separate myself for the Lord. And for his word and for his gospel. If I'm going to be carried by every word and every thought of people around me, if I'm going to listen to them to guide me, and if I'm going to walk about by looking at the situation and circumstances in my life, and if I'm going to allow people to discourage me and put me down, and look at the situations of people where they said, oh, I believed in God, nothing happened. I'll show you what happens by faith. Come January 15, we shall have that place. crore and 75 by faith. We are looking to Tom, Dick, and Harry to release the provisions for us. We are looking to our Father in heaven, Abba, Father, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, release supernatural provision upon your church. As a matter of fact, we said January 15th. How many of you know the devil never plays according to the rules? The devil has poisoned the thoughts of a man to get us to release money on Monday. It's 2 days. He never plays fair. When we went into the deal, I said 1 year to raise the money. They said 6 months. We agreed. And they said, get it over by Monday morning, 10 o'clock. But by faith, I didn't hear any amens. You leaving me alone to put my faith in God? Pastor V, will you go forward? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was sitting in the presence of the Lord today amidst the struggles and all that. I said, let me lay aside every weight. Let me lay aside every weight. It's just becoming a burden, a pressure. I just let me lay aside every weight. Let me just lay aside every sin. Let me tell the congregation to do so, to be completely separated unto the Lord. And let's look to the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My first temptation was to call some of my good friends and relatives and ask them to raise up money for me. But then I went on my knees and I said, no, Lord. If you stir those hearts, it is fine. Otherwise, let me look to you. You who gave the meat to Elijah by raven's mouth. Hallelujah. You who sustained the people of God all through the wilderness journey by sustaining them with manna from heaven. You're going to release supernatural provisions for us. Ah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look to this. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. It's amazing. What does that mean? Whether to be able, starting from Abel, he knew. What is the promise? It is Jesus. The promise is Jesus. The promise that God made to Adam and Eve. The woman shall give birth to a seed, and he shall strike the head of the serpent and crush its head. Amen. The promise was given. Adam spoke about it to his children, Cain and Abel. They heard it. And Abel, as he's bringing the sacrifice, says, Lord, am I the person? Now, when the whole world was ungodly, Noah separated himself for God. He must have said, Lord, am I the person? No. Enoch walked with God. Am I the person? No, no, Enoch, I like you. You walk with me. You're good. I'm going to call you home. I so much enjoy your presence. I don't want to walk about this earth anymore. Come, stay with me. Enoch, you're not the person either. But look at the next verse. God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Therefore, all of them are looking around at us, you and me, who have got the reality of Jesus Christ in our hearts. They're looking at us. People looking and saying, hey, look at that. Christ in them, the hope of glory. And I could have said, I walked with God, but I didn't have him inside of me. You and me, we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. All of them saw it from afar, but we have the reality of it. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. When faith begins to operate in its fullness, when you lay aside the sin and the weight, how many of you will do that tomorrow? I wanted to actually call a day of fasting and prayer. But then tomorrow I can't be here. I have to be somewhere else. Then only on Sunday morning can I be here. So we won't have a fasting and prayer tomorrow. But tomorrow you can separate yourself unto the Lord. Seek the face of God. Do your part in the Lord. Release your faith. Release your trust on Him. I actually wanted to be here, you know. And pick up every call and meet every visitor and shake hands with them. And to see if they'll pass me a check around with their hands. I said, Lord, I've never done that in my life. But last whole week, actually, I was here. Only on Thursday, I said, I'm going to go off. There are no ifs and but when faith begins to operate. Hear that? The Bible says David brought down Goliath by faith. David could not match him in physical strength. You hear that? David didn't say, if I had the size of Goliath, I would have killed him. That's what most people say. When they're confronted by the giants in front of them, when they see the giant in front of them, they compare their problem and themselves. If I had strength like Goliath, I would have killed him. If I was trained in the army like my brothers, I would have killed him. He didn't say, if I had all that. You hear that? Amen? Hallelujah. In the if, how many of you are always, you know, people who want to walk in unbelief, it's a choice. Faith is a choice. People who want to walk in unbelief, they always say that if things were different, if I was born in a better family, if I had a greater father, if I had a beautiful, settings for my life, things were different, if I had a different business. They always say those ifs. They are never willing to release their faith. David didn't say, if I had a sword. Saul gave him a sword. But he said, it doesn't fit. It's too huge. It's too big. I can't use it. Hear that? If I had a better sword, something my size. If the enemy was smaller. He didn't say all that. Come on. He didn't say, but God, this is not fair. This is not fair, oh God. I waited all through my life to see an opportunity. But look at the wrong time. Here I was not even prepared for ministry, just carrying some bread and cheese for my brothers. And I'm called in the battle. He didn't say if or but. He used what he had. Faith always starts with something that you have. He had that sling and the stone. He didn't say, if I had something else, but I don't have this. No. He said, what I have, I will use. That needs faith. The stone has to move past the shield of Goliath. Will it move past the shield of Goliath? The stone has to move past the armor and the sword and the spear this man has got. Will it move? Yes. It has to hit right on spot. The only place that is uncovered, the forehead. It has to hit right there. Will it hit? It will. Faith will always, always be right at the dot. You hear that? If you start with what you have. God will never ask you for what you don't have. Oh, you know that? As a matter of fact, the time that we are living in is the time when God is looking to use people who are willing to release their faith and surrender totally to Him. Not their abilities, not anything that they have, not their giftings, nothing. But who are willing to just surrender themselves totally at the feet of the Lord. You hear that? Come on, church. That's the way I started. I had no gifting. I still don't have. I didn't study in a Bible college. I didn't know what pastoral ministry is all about. I still did not know to find certain books in the Bible. I can only find it on my Bible. If you give me another Bible and I need to look at certain Old Testament books, I'll just say, somebody read it. Nobody expects a pastor not to know the Word of God. I know the Word. What I'm saying is trouble finding the book. But I started off with what I had. Faith will always obey God. You hear that? That is why in the book of James it says, what is faith without works? In other words, that word works actually means what is faith without obedience? Amen. The little that you have, you will start obeying God in there. And from there, God will begin to make and enlarge you and bring you through. Unbelief will always shrink back. You hear that? Tonight, church, are you here tonight? Amen. Faith is what draws God to you. Without it, you can't please Him. Amen. Faith is a choice. Faith is obedience unto the Lord. That's why Abraham obeyed by faith. He said, I have faith of God, I hear this prophecy, you want me to go out, you're going to take my descendants into a beautiful land? Fine, praise God, hallelujah. All the time of my life I wanted to hear a prophecy. Now I received a prophecy. Praise the Lord. No. He stepped forward, obeyed. You hear that? Noah tells us that faith is a work. By faith he built the ark. There was work. Some people think if you have faith, we can just sit on your bed and lie down and think, okay, everything is going to come to pass. Faith is good, hard work. You know that? Many people want to get into ministry, but they are not willing to work. How many of you know that, you know, just coming in and singing a hallelujah won't produce the glory of God moving over the congregation? You need to pray. Read your Bible. Get on your knees.
face the floor, praying in tongues. Feel the hostility of sinners against you. Surrender and die to yourself all the more day and day. It's a good hard work. Billy Graham, when he started ministering, his brother said, "You have started ministering for the Lord because you don't want to work. Because you don't want to work. Because in the farm, they had to get up in the early hours of the morning, 3, 4, milk the cows, look after the farm. He says, you don't want to work, you're lazy. That's why you said Jesus and faith walk and all that and going out." Years later, this brother who said that got saved. And he also separated his life for the Lord. And after serving the Lord for a year, one day Billy Graham asked him, "Now, which is the harder work? Which is the harder work?" That is true about my house also. My elder brother, I asked him the other day, "Which is the harder work?" Certain weeks you just look out of the ministry while I'm not here. 2 weeks and he says, "That is enough, faster come back." Which is the harder work? Faith is a work. You hear that? No, huh? Do you know what you're making? I don't know. You said, "Lord, I obey." You showed the plan. I said, "Lord, Lord, you just showed me the land. If you had told me how to raise the money, it would have been easy. Because well-meaning people have told me how to raise money. But I've never felt your leading in it. And I know that's not the biblical way." They can't say, "I'll give you a gold medallion for your offerings this week. 2 stickers. We don't sell oils. We don't even sell prayer clothes." We go by the biblical way, bring your tithes and your offerings. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Faith is a choice. It is obedience. It is what? Work. Good, solid work. You hear that? It's got sacrifices. You have to sacrifice your time. You have to sacrifice your energy. You have to sacrifice a lot of things if you're going to walk into your calling. Can you imagine that? By faith, Noah preached for 120 years to see the first convert come. My God. Last time I went to States and came back, some of the people asked me, "Did you start a church there, Pastor?" I said, "Even St. Paul wouldn't have done it." Well, we'll start a church there. You're looking at by faith. In the next 10 years' time, we'll see a church planted there. That country needs the Lord just like any other country. We're going to send missionaries from here. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most people just dream about serving the Lord. They just wish. Wishing and dreaming is not faith. Faith involves sacrifices. It is a choice. It is good, solid, hard work. You hear that? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory unto the name of the Lord. Look at Hebrews 11 again, please.
Are you enjoying the word today? And all these obtained a good promise or a testimony through faith, did not receive the promise that is Jesus. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run. Hear that? Faith, for you to, faith has always got a motion. It always make you move. You can't say, I have faith and sit somewhere. Hear that? Run. If you sit somewhere, weeds are going to grow all around you. They're going to pull you down. If you sit somewhere, the enemy is going to put walls around you and tie you down. So faith has got to do with running. And you don't run in circles, you run straight. Amen. The race that is set before us with endurance. How? Even though we have great cloud of witnesses all around us, we look to Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And look at the third verse. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself. The Bible says, consider it. You're going to walk by faith? Consider. There was hostility from sinners. Have you seen that? You think because you have faith, you won't have problems around you? There's going to be hostility from sinners. But what sinners means? People who do not know the Lord. People who do not want to walk in the law. People who do not want to separate their lives unto God and walk with Him. They're going to be hostile to you when you have faith. Most people think when they have faith, they don't have any problems around them. When you have faith, you're going to find people around you creating problems. Look, Jesus, hostility from sinners. Can you imagine that? But we don't need to be scared. We don't need to be tense, worried. You need to look to Jesus and learn that he had hostility from sinners against himself. Why? Lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. So just like the weight and the sin, weariness and discouragement of the soul comes. I do not know how many of you go through that. You feel kind of weary, kind of faint, as if you're going to fall down. One more day, I can't go one, pastor. I was expecting revival 1 hour back. Nothing happened. Now I'm feeling sleepy. I'm feeling hungry. Let me go home. Weariness? I was getting very weary. Mentally weary. Physically. I said, I need to lay it aside. Just emotionally tired. Just you gone through that? Lay it aside. Discouragement and weariness, just lay it aside, because faith will revive you. Will strengthen you back. Will bring in life back into you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Now, who endured such hostility from sinners against himself? Can I preach a little bit more there? Actually, we're teaching tonight. Amen. That's what Friday nights are for. Open with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 12th chapter. Now open with me to Proverbs 37:1. Just read through it fast. Somebody read it for me, please. Proverbs 37:1. Fast, quick. Not Proverbs. Psalms 37:1. Fast, quick. Do not fret,
doers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity.
Do not fret or be envious at the workers of
iniquity.
Hostility from sinners, people around you prospering, You say, it's not fair, oh God. I obeyed your word. I've stood on your promises. I've held on to you. Now I'm beginning to get worried. I stepped out for you, obeyed you, got baptized, separated. Everybody else is getting married. I'm not getting married. I'm beginning to get scared, oh God. What is this? Everybody's building a house. I haven't built one house till now. Don't fret. It's a type of hostility from sinner against you to wear you down and to discourage you. But you need to look to Jesus. You hear that? Oh, come on, church. Do not fret. When you read the Bible, you know why. Because God knows the end. Our ending is good. Look at a neighbor and say, our ending is good. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What's the point of running at 10 meters or 20 meters when it's a 100 meter race? When it's a marathon, what is the point of running 100 meters? Amen. Our ending is good. Hallelujah. By faith we know it. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Look to Jeremiah, the 12th chapter. The 12th chapter, read verse 1. Why is it Jeremiah, my God, is a prophet, a wonderful man of God? That's right. He is asking a very legitimate question before God. We would have asked it before people. Or we would take it to the pastor and say, why is this person prospering after all the wickedness? He is asking before the Lord. Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you. Yet let me talk with you about your judgments, O God. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? And why are those happy who deal so treacherously? Can you imagine that? This was a word of strengthening for me while we were going through that land deal. When you read this word, why does the way of the wicked prosper? You will find that actually said, that word wicked was actually speaking about the backslidden Israel itself. They had backslided. And when they had backslided, they're still prospering. And Jeremiah the prophet is called the weeping prophet, a man of compassion, a great revivalist. He said in Jeremiah 9 and verse 1 and 2, oh, I wish my head was full of water and my eye was full of tears. A man given to prayer. A man given to traveling in the spirit. A man given unto a sacrificial worship before the Lord. A man of compassion. Amen. Jeremiah's ministry, we know how it was. Idikia, pulikia, paniya. Simple words. That's what Jeremiah 1 says. Jeremiah, this is your ministry. Ni idikia. Polikia. Pinanga paniya. Idichita polichita voyakilla. Panadathode vol. Amen. That was Jeremiah's ministry. A man of compassion, a revivalist. And you know, if you read Jeremiah, it'll encourage you if you're going to ever serve the Lord. I don't know how many pastors or prophets or men of God would be there who have given a prophecy over somebody and that doesn't take place. You know what you face? The discouragement within the soul, the fear, the questionings, all that. Jeremiah was a prophet, when you study him, who prophesied. And it didn't come to pass the way he had said it. And now all of them are hostile against him. Hey, Jeremiah, listen, what is this, man? You say you're a prophet. You say you're a man of God. You prophesy this is what's happening. Can you imagine the frustration? If you serve the Lord, you know. You know, Hello, Pastor. You know what you go through. But look at this. He's asking the Lord, because he says, you have planted them. Yes, they have taken root. They grow. Yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their heart. Amen? Huh? Lord, these are the people. You are near in their mouth, but far from their heart. And he's asking the Lord, why do they prosper, O God? And you know what the nature of God is? I love the heart of God. Then Jeremiah is saying, Lord, you know what you should do? You should allow the beast of the field to tear them apart. You should allow the birds of the air to come and eat them. Their land should go desolate. All that he's saying. But look at the fifth verse. The Lord is answering Jeremiah. And the Lord is saying this. If you have run with footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? My God. Hallelujah. Stotram. Which man God's desire was, God's people should run ahead of horses. Come on. You didn't get it, did you? God's desire was they should run ahead of horses. That's the real translation. But here you are walking with men and they are wearying you. They are hostile. You are getting troubled. You are forgetting my heart. You want immediate answers. You are getting discouraged. Your faith is ebbing away. If you have run with men and they have wearied you, then how will you contend with horses? Hallelujah. We are called to contend with horses, my brother. Hallelujah. Look at the next verse. And if in the land of peace in which you trusted they wearied you, how will you do in the flooding of the Jordan? What will you do in the thickets of Jordan? Which means God wants us to possess the land. He wants to go into the thickets of Jordan. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. There are certain hostilities against you, but let it not weary you or get you discouraged. Jeremiah, look at my heart. How can I give up these people? I like the difference between Moses and Jeremiah. You know, Moses said, when the people sinned and God was angry against them, Moses said, Lord, please blot out my name, but let nothing happen to them. Look at Jeremiah. Lord, this is what they do. Are you going to finish them off? God says, no, Jeremiah, listen. Jeremiah, don't. Why don't you understand my heart? Why don't you understand that I care about them? They're backslidden, but I want to bring them back. I want to get them right again. Just like I have a plan over you, I have a plan over them too. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Therefore, do not get discouraged. You are called to run ahead of horses. You are called to do great, hallelujah, exploits for God in the thickets of Jordan. You think it is easy? പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് ചിലർക്ക് ഒന്നും ചെയ്യണ്ട, പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് ചുമ്മാ ഒന്ന് ഇരുന്നാൽ മതി, അങ്ങനെ ഇരുന്ന് തന്നെ മടുത്തു. ഒന്നും ചെയ്യണ്ട, ദേ ഡോണ്ട് ഹാവ് ടു ബിലീവ്. ഒന്നും ചെയ്യണ്ട. അദർ പീപ്പിൾ ഡു ദ ബിലീവിംഗ്, അദർ പീപ്പിൾ ഡു ദ സാക്രിഫൈസിങ്, ദേ ഡു ദ ട്രാവലിംഗ്, ദ പ്രയർ, എവറിത്തിങ്. എ സി ഒക്കെ ഇട്ട് കൊടുത്ത്, കസാര ഒക്കെ ഇട്ട് കൊടുത്തിരുത്തിയാലും അത് ചെയ്യുമ്പോൾ മടുക്കും. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? Oh, glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I call forth the provisions in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Look to the 12th chapter, again to Hebrews 12. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. For you have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We overcome by faith. What's the victory over the world? Our faith. Amen. Amen. Our faith. Hallelujah. See, you need to obtain faith, which is through the word of God. And then you need to keep your faith. There's two different things. You need to obtain faith. And if you don't keep your faith, you will lose your faith. Not all of it. And when you begin to, the faith level begins to ebb down, what will happen is you will only see through the natural eyes and situations. You can never see the invisible. It's by faith that you see the invisible. The natural man only can see the visible. But you and me as a child of God, we need to see the invisible. Amen. And that is why I see the provisions in the name of the Lord and I call it in the name of Jesus now. We see the invisible. We see the church glorifying the Lord in that place. Sinners coming and getting saved. Backsliders being restored. Sick being healed. Demons being cast out. Marriages being done. And the glory of God moving over that place. We see it by faith. You hear that? When faith that you obtain begins to ebb away, you will only look and discern things in the natural way, like a normal man. And that is why suddenly you will find that you can lay hands and I mean you can walk with any Tom, Dick, and Harry that is not in the Lord and still feel comfortable. But when you're walking with God in the fire of faith, your faith will irritate them. They will get provoked. You hear that? But when you are not walking by faith, and when your faith level begins to ever wane, you say, ah, praise. Pratana, pratana, ki onna. Kopon nila. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift your hand and ask God to anoint you. Ask him to touch you. Ask him to fill you. Once again with the rich treasures of his word. Let faith become alive in your hearts. Let faith become alive in your heart. Let faith become alive in your heart. Milko rokoporo sikarantentia. Kilporo sikaru turantine kerasia. Kilporo sarantente keramanaskia. Ribaba santara manasikoro kentia. Come on, church, pray. Ask him to close the holes that is taking away your faith. Ribabara Sikia Induranda Ragadaga Janasia. Jesus, 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 Utala Dalabana Rajul Karagada Rasina. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Urabal Paro Saram Tanea. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of your faith. Rabba Baba Nasikara. Mikara Kalporo Santaram Dinasia. Ibarada Lagoda Dinaskira. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. I wanted to stand up in the presence of the Lord. Listen, let me tell you one thing. When God told the children of Israel to go in and possess the land, and 12 of them went in and spied the land, they came back and said, there are giants. God knew there were giants, and still he said, possess the land. Some people think everything has to go smooth if God said it. That's why he said, Paul and Silas were in jail in that prison bars with chains around them, not because they didn't obey the will of God, but because they obeyed the will of God and went there. Hallelujah. But when you have done obedience to the Lord and still you get into trouble, let me assure you one thing, worship will bring you out of that bondage. Hallelujah. The glory of God will move. God will never put you to shame. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus tonight. Let us stand in the presence of the Lord. Worship him for some more time tonight. Worship him for some more time tonight. Release your faith. Release your hearts unto Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Spirit of unbelief by the blood of Jesus now. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you one thing. In Romans 4, it says, let not you be weak in faith. Amen. But be strengthened in faith by giving glory to God. So weak faith can become strong faith as you give glory to God. That's what worship is all about. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we look to Jesus and worship him. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody having weak faith here? Hallelujah. You want to come out of it? Look to Jesus and worship him, and you'll become strong in faith. And you will not stagger at the promise of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We sing this song with worshiping the Lord.
Go away. Nandiya stuti.